Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. Hello, lovely ladies. Happy February if you're listening as I put the episodes out. The month of self-love and self-compassion. We're going to start with, how do you give yourself permission to change your mind? This is very simply put. A lot of us struggle with a decision that we made in the past. It could be a professional decision, like a career choice, job, whatever, a certain position that we agreed to, a negotiation that we made. Or it's something more personal, a choice that we made in a partner, in a marriage, to have kids, to not have kids, to have a relationship or not have a relationship with your mom, your dad, a sibling. Like, the list can go on. Maybe it's a decision you made about your health, right? Choices that you've made in the past about taking care of yourself or not taking care of yourself. There's so many different things that we could give ourselves permission for. But I think that a lot of us, and as I've been coaching more and more of you guys, I've noticed struggle with a decision that maybe you made in your 20s, right? I'm going to wait for a partner that I think fits all my checklist, right? All the things that are valuable to me, is everything that I desire in a partner. And I will wait until I find that person. And maybe now, 10, 15 years later, that's not what you care about anymore. But somehow your brain wants to say, yeah, but you made this decision a long time ago. And if you change it now, what would it mean about the time that's elapsed, the energy and effort that you put in the meantime? What does that mean? Maybe you got into a marriage. You decided to marry someone and you thought that that was the best decision at that time. And life isn't the same. You're not the same. They're definitely not the same. Circumstances are very different. But do you stick it through? Do you make yourself put your head down and just put your blinders on and do what you got to do because of a decision and a choice that you made a long time ago? This is what we're going to talk about today. So I want you guys to take a minute and think about, what are choices and decisions that you guys have made in your life that maybe don't feel as aligned, as grounded with who you are today? Is there a hobby that you've been wanting to try? Maybe you want to go for the promotion. Maybe you want to change your career entirely. Do you want to take up a position in leadership? Or maybe just start saying no to things. Are you happy in your personal life? Who are the people in your life that you really still love and cherish and bring joy into your life? Who are the people that don't? And why do you have them around still? I'm not saying they don't have to be there, right? This is just us being willing to ask the questions that we've been suppressing, we've been hiding from, shying away from. Why haven't you set a boundary with your overbearing parents? Why haven't you connected with that sibling that is estranged, but you miss them? Finally, why haven't you started taking care of your body, your mind, and soul? You're too busy. There's no time. I'll work out later. I'll take care of my health later. It'll be better when? Later? Maybe it's time to reevaluate that decision right now, today, in this very moment. What is it that you want to do different now without making it a problem and shaming yourself for a choice that you made in the past? I think a lot of times, if we choose something different now, I find a lot of us and a lot of you guys that I work with, you make it mean something very heavy about the past, right? Whatever time has elapsed, whatever energy and efforts have been put into the previous decision, you make it mean that you wasted your time, that you didn't have the courage, that you didn't make the right decision then. These are all the things that come up in your brain, because your brain's trying to protect you. It doesn't want you to like make choices and skip and jump and hop and, you know, not take time to think about it. But I think a lot of us err on the side of being extra careful, extra vigilant, hyper research, almost to the point where we're like numb to even make a decision. What is the thing in your life that you haven't given yourself permission to reassess? I've been doing a lot of thinking myself, and I've worked a lot on my emotional and mental health for many years now. And I'm an active person, and that's not an issue for me, but this year I decided that I want to go deeper into my physical strength and my spiritual strength. And the reason that I wasn't letting myself do it is because I told myself, oh, I don't have time, and right now my focus is healing and, you know, from the pain and suffering from trauma. And now I'm like, oh, okay, I'm ready. And I'm not ready because there's a sign that says you're ready, that I got some kind of okay, but I just decided that I'm ready to reassess. And when I give myself permission to reevaluate the decisions I made without judging and criticizing myself, I can take a deeper breath. I feel so much lighter. I want to leave you guys today with this open-ended question. What is it in your life that you want different and you haven't allowed yourself to even consider it? What if I gave you that permission? It's okay. You're not alone. I've been there. I've had many, many, many clients in the same position as you are. Your situation is not unique and special. You are loved and valued. And you start by loving and valuing yourself. I'd love to hear from you. What decision have you been avoiding? What do you want to change? How can we do this through lots and lots of self-love and self-compassion? Our challenge in February, I'm going to use the word challenge, maybe I haven't found a different word for it, is really, how deep can we go into loving ourselves through compassion? Join me for my free workshops that I'm offering. And you get all the information through the emails I send you guys. But if you're like, you know what, Bile? I've been listening to you for a while now. I've been seeing you grow. I've been seeing your clients grow. And I'm thinking maybe I could too. Then maybe one of your first steps in this journey of self-love and compassion is say yes to just talking to me and seeing what's possible for you. I hope you guys have a beautiful day. Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls, just head to my website, www.payalghail.com. That's PayalGhail, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.